Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Boys, put down your utensils. I want to talk to you about something real quick. If there's anything that you want to talk about, any kind of secrets, now's the time to put it on the table, okay? And if you tell me, we're not going to do that.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
I went to the petting zoo and I let the goat lick my
honey.
Promise you wouldn't get mad, okay? They're being honest.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
One time I put a firefly in my butt.
Why?
To make my farts glow.
Oh, God.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I touched myself to Drew Carey on the bus, right?
God. Okay, that's enough. Stop, please.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. We were off of YouTube and now back on YouTube. So we're here. We're having a great Monday and hope everybody had a great weekend. It's good to be back talking some sports.
Fan text police correcting the record. Not a new Coldplay song. It's from the year 2000.
I think it was, people are saying it's their first album in 2000. And I listened to it during the break and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that song.
It's a good jam. It comes on. I'm not mad at it.
Yellow. Remember that cut?
This weekend, I was at the coast, and I went to a restaurant with my family. There's about 11 of us. And I had a guy come up to us and say, oh, yeah, man, you guys can go sit, because it said, please wait to be seated. Said, you guys can go sit out, because we were looking for the patio. There was a lot of us.
Yeah, looking for a spot.
Hey, man, you go out there and sit. And I said, well, do we come up in order? And he goes, no, we'll come out to you. And we waited about 15 minutes. So I got up, and I went in, and I saw a waitress. And I go, do we order, or do you? She goes, you come up in order. And I go, well,
why did the guy tell you to wait?
She goes, who told you that? I go, a guy. She goes, oh, he doesn't work here.
That
so
rocks.
Some random guy who doesn't work there says, go ahead, seat yourselves. We'll come out to take your order, and then left?
Kind
of. That's kind of a badass move. I'm not going to lie. That's
I love
pretty cool.
This guy.
I'm a fan of this guy right now.
So we go. I go up to order, right, because we're starving. And as I'm about to order, that guy just pops out behind the cash register.
Right.
And he goes, hey, man, I'm so sorry. I don't even work here. And I'm still thinking, why are you still here?
Why are you
behind the cash register? Are you robbing us?
Are you stealing money from this place right now?
Turns out, this restaurant's owned by the same person. He works at a fish joint, and this restaurant literally had only one worker.
So he came over to help
out.
Yeah, go ahead, sit down. We'll be fine.
It was just like, oh, yeah, he doesn't work here. It was just like, well, then why is he telling me what to do?
I love this guy. That's a great bit. Dude, I'm going to start doing this.
I used to do that when I worked at a grocery store when I was in high school. I never took the time to remember where things were and what aisle they were on, and people would ask me where things were, and I would just lie to them.
Did you ever encounter them after lying to them?
No, I'd usually just go hide in the dairy cooler for 5-10 minutes and figure they'd be gone by that point.
You a Safeway bro, too?
I was not a Safeway bro.
Oh, I was a Safeway
bro. Quality Food Centers bro.
I was a Winco bro.
And I would what aisle is the pasta sauce on? I'd just be aisle 5 and walk away.
Look, everybody's got to pay bills. I'll just say this from my experience. The Corvallis Winco overnight crew could not be a more depressing.
Yeah, that's low.
Crew of individuals to work with in my entire existence.
It's motivation. Life motivation to get out of that spot.
There was a guy that I had met the first day, and you can buy some items for your quote-unquote lunch, which is like at 3 a.m. It's the weirdest thing. And I'm behind him, and he's paying. He's got two monster drinks. And I go, two of those, huh? And he just turns, and he just goes, yeah, well, what's the point?
You put Scotty Scheffler on.
That was all he said.
This is not fulfilling.
And I watched him drink both of them in that shift. Couldn't believe it.
Okay. That's a lot of Monster Energy rolling through your veins right now,
dude. I don't know
how
people drink two of those.
Speaking of going out to eat, you got my thought bubbles going now. We went out to grab a bite last night. One of those, like, not in the mood for cooking. I'm trying to replace a doorknob. Time got away from me, and I'm just like, we need to go get something to eat.
Yep.
At what age does it become comfortable to take your children to a restaurant?
Like a sit-down?
Yeah, because we are certainly not there right now.
He's, definitely not your kid's age.
He's really into saying hi to everybody. And it's like volume control, severe problem with volume control.
Ah.
So he was the entire time yelling at the hostess who was welcoming people into the restaurant. Hi! Buddy, we got to give you... Hi! Like, just,
oh,
dude,
no.
we gotta can we dial it down just a hair? Can we dial, like, at what age? And I'm not going to shame anybody who wants to do the iPad, iPhone thing. We can't do that yet because he doesn't really know what's going on. All he wants to do is touch it, then he turns it off, and he wants to get his fingers on the screen. Like, when we get to that point, I'm okay giving him an iPad for 30 minutes so we can have a peaceful dinner. But I did have that thought last night of, like, I can't get out of here soon enough. We ate. I literally, like, my plate was half gone, and the waitress walked by, and I was like, can we get the
The rest of this.
I'm not going to get anything else. This is our final order. I'm going to go ahead and sign this thing as quickly as I can to go home.
Look, I took my kids at all their ages, and so I understand what you're dealing with here.
The stress is real.
But if you told me at like 3, he's a little rambunctious, or when he's hangry, he's kind of a little twerp to deal with in the beginning of the experience.
But then the food settles him down a little bit.
I think once he's about 3, it's kind of a sweet spot. They're still really cute. They can still do the high thing once and understand not to do it again.
Yeah, you could be like, hey, buddy, don't do that. We got to keep our voices down a little bit.
I think 3. Okay. A common answer there, 3.
So I got a year and a half to go until I can comfortably eat in a restaurant again.
You shouldn't change your entire life because experience. But yeah, largely try to avoid it as much as you can till about 3 to 4 years old.
I've gotten better with that. Early when he was younger, I didn't want to be the interrupt other people person with a kid. And now I've become more of like, yeah, deal with it, you know? But still, when you're in the moment, it's not comfortable when he's yelling at a restaurant and everybody in the entire restaurant can hear him.
Yep. It's not great.
Everybody's looking at us right
now. It's not great.
Just know it comes back around, too, because right around, like, what, middle school age is when you learn to start, like, shooting spit wads and you start blowing the napkins.
I don't think kids do spit wads.
Spit wads are not a thing for kids anymore?
They do spit wads.
They do?
Spit wads
yes.
still a thing.
And the volume control might get worse. I don't think my parents were comfortable going out to dinners with me until I was, like, 25.
It's because you ate everything.
Well, that was a large part of the issue as well. Yes, 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 yes.
Somebody said by the time kids are old enough to be acceptable at a restaurant, they're old enough to cost too much money to take out.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a valid point.
Kids' menu doesn't quite hit the same in a handful of years.
I moved out to go to college, and my parents' grocery bill got cut in half.
Yeah, I mean, kids eat a lot.
It was hundreds of dollars saved a month.
You're a big boy, Will Ortner. You were eating a lot of food.
I wouldn't say we eat out a ton, but we went over and looked at my credit card sorts out what I spend on average in categories, and it showed me takeout / restaurant stuff. And that number, it frightened us. We couldn't believe how high that number was.
How expensive it was.
Well, and then we thought about it, and we went, you know what it is? It's like my oldest doesn't eat a kid's meal, really, but she also has times where she complains or doesn't eat all of what we get, and that item's $18.
It's like that just...
And then the kid item for my youngest, it's like, well, that's still $12 nowadays.
That's $30 for
I'm
like a half
30,
of eating
yes.
plate.
And most of the time, they won't eat the rest of it. I end up throwing it away, and so now we're at a point where we're sharing. Sharing is caring.
Where just everything is Chinese style. We're just ordering 3 things from the table.
Yeah.
You take what you want, and then it's all stuff that I want to eat leftovers of.
We did this. So we
That's
went
a
to
smart
that,
play.
We went to that restaurant where the guy told us what to do, even though he didn't work there, right?
Mm-hmm.
The wife and I split a meal. We did a Reuben sandwich, right? Perfect. It's
easy.
Filling. It's got a lot of calories. Half is all you need. We split a meal, and the final tally of that bill was still $72 with tip.
Yeah.
So, like...
It adds up.
It's a bit of a problem.
It adds up.
Yes.
And you want them to eat all the food.
Yeah, it bothers
you're spending,
me.
I'm spending money on that.
No. Well, yeah, but also, I have to end up eating it.
Yeah, then it's my
and
leftovers.
I don't want to overeat. No. I feel terrible when I overeat now. I'm old.
I don't want these extra noodles laying around the house. I don't need these extra carbs. Look at my hips,
I don't
man.
Need 2 servings of fries. No, thank you. Damn it.
True. Somebody said, I got a kiddo about the same age as Dirt. I only go to breweries or easy dining where I can leave at any given moment. That's usually our plan.
Also, loud environments help a lot, too. You go to a brewery, it's a little louder.
For sure. Then you're not standing out. Or outdoor seating is great, too, because then you're outdoors and it's not quite the same. That was our first time like inside of a restaurant that was relatively quiet in a while, and it was like, oh, God, dude, get me out.
Was it a fancy restaurant?
Not fancy.
Just
no.
Quiet in nature.
I wouldn't say it was like casual dining, but it was. Wasn't like this is going to be a $100 steak plate kind of place. It was a nice Italian place, and you
Olive
know,
Garden,
probably Di Nicola's.
Your family. It was not Di Nicola's. There's one in Selwood. It's a little bit closer.
Oh,
and it was my. We wanted to go try it, and it was. I mean, it was great. Good food. All of it was wonderful. But it just, you know.
But if you took him to Di Nicola's, he comes out of that restaurant and he says hi, and he's saying hi to strippers.
Yes, he is. That's a win-win for everybody.
Where's the restaurant?
Hi, hi.
Want to say hi?
Grew up at that place.
Teach
man.
Him the tip drill.
All right, we're not going to get to much else here. I do want to address. I'll probably do this a couple times in the final hour of the show.
Yeah,
I've seen a lot of these. They continue to roll in, and I will continue to address them as they roll in.
Okay.
So if you heard the show on Friday,
yeah,
I teased. It's a big week on the fam.
B1G week.
It is Big Ten Media Week.
Yeah.
But that's not why it's a big week. It's great. You love having Big Ten Media Days.
I would tease bigger than
way
B1G.
Bigger than way bigger than Big Ten Media Days.
Yes.
Was significantly bigger than Big Ten Media Days.
Like Will Ortner big.
Like massive Will Ortner size.
College Will Ortner big.
News.
Two dirts high big.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. That'd be pretty tall.
That's about Sprague.
Yeah. Wow.
It's about Will's height.
Our photos, a lot of people had comments on our photos. The first set.
They didn't give me a box. I need a box.
Get on your tiptoes, bro.
Although,
where
to
was
be my
fair,
box?
I think Patrick and Danny also look somewhat similar, and I don't think Danny's
no chance.
Tall.
No chance. The height difference between Patrick and Danny and you and me, significantly different. And I say that as a short, acknowledging your height.
Short king.
Meringue is maybe barely taller than me. Meringue's not that big.
No.
And Patrick is maybe shorter than me, but not that
Patrick's
much.
Patrick's the shortest person on the fan.
He is definitely the shortest person on the fan, but that's not a, you're splitting hairs there. That's like an inch or two. You're like a foot above me, and it's very uncomfortable.
I wouldn't say a full foot.
It makes me very self-conscious when we take photos together. It's not a great spot to be, guys.
Get some heels.
You wouldn't understand it because you were born tall. You had no choice over this. Looks like I had no choice over this. But I continue to address the fact that people keep asking what the big news is. The big news is that there's a big announcement today.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
And if you were listening to the boys this morning, you heard us say, you're going to want to listen to Primetime at 3 o'clock today. And that, unfortunately, is all we can say for right now.
Basically, we will get fired if we say
they have our
else.
Balls in a vice. They and if do. We say anything we're not allowed to say, our mega boss, Ryan Cooley, has a button in his office. He presses it and our balls get crushed.
Well, the brand man's fairly new, but the brand man is not in a joking mood right now.
He's not
now.
Playing around.
He's not playing around.
No, it's a very serious day. A lot of business to handle.
Yeah.
And at 3 o'clock today, maybe 3:07, maybe 3:02, maybe 3:15. I don't know.
But it's going to happen at 3 o'clock.
Sometime around 3 o'clock,
yeah.
There will be massive news that is shared with you that you're going to want to hear.
Yes.
So, I remember when we teased this, when we became the home of the Ducks. We teased the big, news, and I remember a lot. Everybody who hated the Ducks.
Can you get out of the segment already?
No, I'm gonna keep going.
You're gonna do
my balls are still there. They haven't been squished yet. I just remember. Remember a lot of people poo-pooing that who hated Oregon. Like, wait, this is your big news? I don't want to listen to Duck games. That being the reaction from every non.
This is
dude.
It?
What you teased this for weeks? Like, what
Husky
are we doing
fan?
Here?
Oh no! Now it's gonna get worse.
Oh, it's gonna be bad this year. It's gonna be bad. So that's all I can say. Unfortunately, for right now. My balls are still here. 3 o'clock today. Just tune in at 3 o'clock. That's all.
It's so deep. It's so long.
It's very deep. It's very long. And it's very big news.
But also listen noon to 3.
Very big news.
So they can tell you.
As I say this, literally as a text came in, the last time they teased the F out of this, it was became the home of the Ducks. I'm Michael Scott, Jeff. I'm ready to be disappointed. I told you. I remember that reaction. So. Tune in today at 3. I promise you.
There's no fandom that's going to be.
No fandom at all.
What?
What?
There might be, depending on who you like and hate.
Do you care to expand on your thoughts there?
You. People could hate you.
They already do, Bob. 3 o'clock today. Be there. Be square. It's going to be big. Let's get to t-shirts.
I think it's be there or be square. You don't want to be there and be square.
Why can't you be there and be square?
Squares are nerds.
Squares are losers.
Well, sometimes squares, we need the nerds, too.
Well, I'm not anti. I didn't say nerds.
I think you're anti nerds. I think you want to kick the nerds out.
He said nerds. I said losers.
What's your beef with nerds, Will?
I'm one of them. Kind of sucks.
Don't flip this.
Don't try to.
You are not a nerd in any way.
Don't try to. No, I'm a nerd. I wore glasses in school. I wore Rex specs.
People don't know the real inner me.
Big fan of Lord of the Rings. Read a lot. You ever read Aragorn? It's great.
I don't think that's a nerd.
Not a nerd.
Dungeons and Dragons, anybody?
Not a nerd. The chances you played Dungeons and Dragons, I'd give one in a million.
I have a cousin going to Vegas on Thursday for like a Star Wars card game.
That's pretty nerdy.
I mean, he'll tell you he's a nerd.
Yeah.
He's not shamed.
He embraces his inner nerd.
He knows he's a nerd.
That's, yeah. Be Same. Proud of your nerddom.
He is.
And nerds are welcome at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
I'll so be here. Be here and be square. The okay. squares can be here, too.
All right, fine.
Everybody can be here. Big tent, Bob.
What about rectangles?
Rectangles are allowed as well. Circles, triangles, all of them.
However you're built.
Today, 3 o'clock.
Peter. There.
Let's talk about t-shirts. Mm. And should we wear them? Next on The Fan.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they're busting a bucket this weekend at the WNBA All-Star Game. Did Sprague watch?
We watched when we got home. We had to record it.
Yeah, DVR'd it.
The wife watched more than I did. I did the, you ever go on like a lot of trips during the summer and it feels like it's a turn and burn every week with your car?
Absolutely.
We got back from the camping trip and I looked at her inside and out and I said, baby, I'm going to wash you clean.
The car, you're going to wash, yeah.
No, I said that to my wife, and okay. Then I went and washed the car inside and out.
Got it, okay.
But no, I spent...
It's always a good feeling that it rains immediately after you wash your car. After you're done, you get the one July rainstorm we get.
It was crazy, but the inside was really filthy. Dog hair, kids in the back seat. She's clean.
It's that challenge of knowing in the summer when, especially with a truck, I have this all the time of like, when do I wash it? Because we got road trips, we're going, you go to the coast for a day, I'm doing yard work, dump loads, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
And then you're like, I don't want to wash it now because I got X, Y, and
the
Z coming up.
Coming up.
And there's no point in washing it. And so I haven't quite hit that point yet, but I understand the feeling. The WNBA All-Star Game happened this weekend. No Caitlin Clark, so that hurt probably ratings, I'm assuming, although I haven't seen them.
Her team lost.
Her team did. Out. Yeah, she was also called out in the postgame by Kelsey Plum because she was not a part of this.
This was a weird... This, I will admit, I don't dive into all the silliness of the WNBA drama that people choose to pay attention to. This one was odd.
So you are our WNBA insider on the show, so I figured I would pose the question to you.
I don't like that label, but okay.
You're inside the league. You know what's going on.
Did you watch
on.
Sabrina win the three-point contest?
I did not, but I saw the highlights on Twitter.
Oh, dude, she had a 30 in the first round.
That's pretty remarkable.
Crazy.
Very cool. That was Friday night, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. They showed up for warm-ups for the game yesterday wearing t-shirts that say... Pay us what you owe us.
Mm-hmm.
And those t-shirts are, they're in a collective bargaining agreement debate right now, negotiation, if you will.
Yep.
Seems like all signs are pointing to the league locking out because the players want more. The media evaluations and evaluations of franchises are going up, but the league's not turning a profit. It's a very complicated economic thing that I'm not even going to pretend to sit here and fully understand.
Yep.
But this definitely... They accomplished what they wanted to wearing these shirts because it. I don't know how many people would have talked about the WNBA All-Star Game, especially with no Caitlin Clark coming out of the weekend. And this became one of the bigger storylines in sports, I felt like, at least tractionally online, over the weekend because of the t-shirts.
Well, I mean, they're clearly making a statement, right? They're publicly negotiating with just clothing. By all accounts, they said themselves they didn't know they were wearing these shirts until, like, hours before the game.
Yes, and then Plum took a shot at Clark because she said nobody on Clark's team came to the pregame meeting to talk about wearing the t-shirts, and then they all still wore the t-shirts.
I mean, they all wore them. So, like, that's kind of where this is weird to me. It's like, I feel like a lot of people actually really do like Caitlin Clark.
Mm-hmm.
But she gets pushed a little bit once in a while, and the minute it happens, it's the biggest news in the world, and now we got to choose Caitlin Clark on the other side. I get tired of it. This one was an odd call out by Plum to just simply say that, and then Sabrina awkwardly, like, looks at her because she's friends with Caitlin Clark, and she's like chuckles, but she's like, okay.
We didn't need to air that dirty laundry.
They wore them, so like, what does it matter?
Yeah, very weird.
They wore them. The other thing that people are making fun of them today, or people have opinions about them wearing this shirt. I mean, guys, do not negotiate.
All right.
Do you not ask for more money at your job?
I don't know. I don't know how much of a profit our corporation is turning every year, but you bet your ass I'm asking for a raise every time my contract's
so
up.
So they're at a height of popularity the league has never experienced. Yeah. You can certainly point and say they don't make any money. Look at Stephen Colbert. He's getting canceled because they lose money. But they're also at a height they've never seen before. So, like, they're trying to cash in on the now and the future of their sport.
Yeah.
And so they may not be turning a profit, but that's also kind of on the league continue to help grow it. They're doing what they're supposed to do. They're popular. Some are more popular than others. They're getting more ratings than they ever have. It's an obvious back and forth going on publicly, and it's probably going to lead to a lockout because I don't think they're going to get what they want. They're going to get a slight raise, but I told this to my wife because my wife only really watches this. She's not familiar with other sports, and I said, NFL players lose this every time.
Every time.
They're going to lock out. They're not going to, and then they come crawling right back. They take the best deal they can possibly get, which is not favorable for them.
The owners control it.
The owners win, and that's what's going to happen here. They'll get a slight pay bump, the lockout. They'll realize they can't get everything they want, and they'll take the deal, and we'll hear about how not a good deal it was, and so on and so forth. You're seeing even the NBA. They get the most money of all of them.
Without a doubt.
And they're having Draymond Greens of the world come out and basically say CJ McCollum agreed to an awful deal, and now it's screwing a lot of us because the teams are stuck on the apron. So,
right.
I don't know, man. Like, I saw the shirt. I was like, oh, look at them making a little statement
right there.
Somehow this bothers people. They must be people who never ask for more money.
No, don't pay me any more money. The corporation lost money last year, so I'm going to take a pay decrease.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I always love those people. Why don't you just be thankful what you get?
I only think about the parent company every time I negotiate a contract. But how was your stock price looking? If that stock price is up, then I'll ask for more money.
The labor history in sports tells us they're probably not going to win.
No, they'll get a little bit more.
It
was interesting over the weekend, because that then leads to this whole debate about, the amount of money that the league loses every year and the amount of players pay us what you owe us, but you're losing money, so technically you owe the league money. And that became like a running joke. Like, there's no doubt. They're in a very unique time right now, and I think it is relevant to us because we're joining this club next year. Now, we can feel how we want to feel about bringing the old name back, but a year from now, we're going to have a WNBA team.
Yeah.
It's going to be getting ready to go. Now,
if
maybe they don't,
because
it's probably going to lock out, according to everything you're saying, and I think that's what a lot of people are reporting.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there's an interesting angle there because we will be impacted by this. And also, how do they capitalize? I think the league's trying to figure this out, and the players are trying to figure this out. They have grown in popularity so much in the last 2 years, more so than they probably ever imagined. Like, they were just running along, humming along, kind of the same league forever, maybe going up and down, maybe up in interest. And then this Caitlin Clark figure comes around and just balloons everything up. And she was responsible. I think there was an economic study done for the league last year that, like, league-wide revenues in terms of ticket sales, TV attention, dollar, all of that, merchandise sales, she was responsible for, like, 25% of it for the entire league. And so when you get one of these as a league, as a players association, and as an ownership group, how do you fully capitalize on it and not ruin it? Like, golf went through this with Tiger. He is a one-of-a-kind figure. How do we capitalize and become bigger as a sport? And everybody got rich off of it.
Yeah, but they all recognized that they were getting rich off of it. And so, like, and Phil's talked about this, right? That was his rival for a long time. He's like, we all kind of saw what was happening, so we all followed in
line.
You ride
the gravy train. The purses are getting bigger because of him.
That's not happening in that league because it's a team-oriented sport. Yeah. These are players that have been the best in their entire lives, and they're great, but they're not being told they're as great because this woman is
more
a phenomenon.
More popular.
So they're not getting in line the way golfers did with Tiger. They're like, yo, I'm just as important.
Right.
Even though we know, like, actual metrics are saying she is the most important, you still got really good players that can sit there and say, like, I'm just as...
Yeah, I should be as big a part of this as her. And
whether
you
agree with that or not, that doesn't matter. That's how their life has been.
Well, and that's the way the pay structure will work, right? Like, you're not going to carve out a CBA where Caitlin Clark's allowed to make 20% more than anybody else. That's not the way this stuff is negotiated, and the union will never go for that, right? So you're going to have a raised salary pool, so all the best players will make more money, conceivably speaking, in the years to come. But I just... the league is unquestionably growing. The league is unquestionably heading in the right direction. It's a question of do they make all the right decisions along the way that I'm very interested in, because this is going to impact our city in a year when we're a WNBA city again.
I tend to think they're going to get locked out. We'll see how long or if that even happens. The final thought I had on this was the actual All-Star festivities.
Yeah.
I really liked one little thing from the game that I wish, and I think they could actually do this in their negotiations too. There are things they could do that the NBA has long been talked about trying that haven't. The 4-point, they had 4-point lines or AT&T
in the All-Star game.
In the All-Star games. And Caitlin was on the mic and she was like, "We're just shooting 4-point shots all game." Like, that's something the NBA has long flirted with.
Have they not done that in an All-Star game?
I couldn't remember. So maybe my point is invalid, and they have done it. But I'd like it to see every All-Star game have that.
Like have one on the other side of the half-court line be worth four or something.
Well, maybe
because I don't know how far you got to go for the NBA.
Dame. Maybe I'm just misremembering. And the other thing is the negotiations of salary cap stuff. You hear this in the NFL, and I think you're starting to see it in the NBA of like, what if certain percentages of a player's number wasn't counted against the cap?
Yeah.
Right? We always hear the quarterback thing. Oh, it shouldn't be all counted.
That's the way the MLS works. The MLS has, I think, I can't remember off the top of my head. Listeners can help. Like
two or three
big contracts that don't count against your salary pool that you can go insane in paying somebody.
Yeah. No, I mean, those are just things that, like, I don't know if they'll ever do it, but yeah. I'd love to see it tried.
Find a way to make the best and most brightest players happy by not putting a cap on how much you can pay them, and then the rest of the salary cap you can fold in. It'd be interesting. They wore T-shirts this weekend. It definitely got people talking about it. They're heading for a lockout. They're negotiating the new CBA, and we'll see how it plays out.
I mean, I'm just looking at Google AI, so if they're wrong, which Google AI tends to be, they have not done it, whereas the WNBA All-Star game had 4-point, like, shots.
Dude, without a doubt, I would say half court's worth four. I'd even go, like,
no,
five.
No, they were, like, 3 feet behind their 3-point line, like specific areas. You had to be like
on
the
circle
AT&T
in the
logo.
Dot. Yeah. Of course, it's got to be sponsored. Well, I mean, in your AT&T circle.
You got to make money. Come on, man.
New CBA, you got to make your money. Speaking of all of this, what's the funniest thing you've ever tried to write off? Because there was an example over the weekend that made me laugh. I want to talk about it.
Everything, Jerry. Everything's a write off.
Everything's a write off. We'll do it next. First year's us with a FUP date. Brand manager Dusty Hara in the studio during the break telling us what a great job we're doing on our teases today. We're alley-ooping it for prime time to dunk it home at 3 o'clock today. So make sure
We're the hockey assist, so we need to make a good, solid pass because we can see the play unfolding.
Yes, we see him. Defenders coming towards us. We're sucking the defense in.
Yeah.
You keep your stick on the ice. Something will happen here. You keep your stick on the ice, good things happen. Will Ortner knows that.
Hockey assists should count in basketball.
I agree completely with that.
Change the stats.
God, that'd be wild if they did it, though. I'd even begin to calculate that.
Jan Hansen would have had, like, four more assists per game. First team all-summer league team, by the way.
Now, how quick of a time frame do we have to talk about in terms of the bucket actually getting scored? Is there like is it like a one-pass shot? Is there, like, a two-second rule? Like, how far back do you go?
I think you're the one-pass removed from the pass.
But then that guy can't hold on to the ball that long, right? It's got to be pass-pass shot.
Well, you can't dribble.
Can't dribble and drive.
Yeah, so
then you don't get the assist.
To a pass, to a shot. Yeah.
Well, thank you for the kind words on how good of a job we're doing teasing the big announcement today, which is coming at 3 o'clock. So make sure you're just tuned in. 3 o'clock, big stuff going on. Cannot wait to unveil all of it. Mm. Did you see, speaking of collective bargaining agreements and players' unions and all of that stuff.
Oh, God, so fun to talk about.
This one actually is fun to talk about. I'm going to one-up you here.
Okay.
This is not actually about a lockout or an economics deal. It's about one players' association that is going through absolute turmoil right now.
I swear to God, if this is a Ross Dellinger piece, I'm leaving the segment.
It's an NFL segment.
Okay.
So remember when Pablo Torre a couple of weeks ago unveiled that the NFLPA had settled their collusion case with the NFL.
Without telling the players.
Without telling anybody about it. And everybody's like, wait a minute. Shouldn't they do something with this information? That they found that the NFL colluded against guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, Pablo Torre found out.
He did find out in his Find
name,
Out podcast.
Pablo Torre finds out.
So they turfed the guy running the players. Like, he's out.
Lloyd Jewell?
Lloyd Howell, I believe was his name.
Yeah.
Gone. See you later.
Yeah.
Boom. We'll see you. They've added another one to the mix, and some of the information that's coming out is absolutely hilarious. So this came out on ESPN on Friday.
Yep.
And this, I think J.C. Treader is the name of the guy.
Well, he's the guy below him, and he was actually in the running.
He was, to be the next
replacement
guy.
Until they realized, oh, yeah, he's also involved.
So according to, and this came from Hal, this is one of the things that Hal expensed. Yeah. According to an expense report from the Players Association, one of the things that he came under scrutiny for was the fact that he was basically riding off on a Players Association expense going to strip clubs. And in the reasoning and the logic for it, I'm, you know, like, hey, how does that, what? Players, why are these player union dues going towards paying to your strip club fees?
Meetings.
And he said the strip club outing was for player engagement and to support and grow our union.
Grow it in what way?
Big fan of steak bites, apparently.
He's a big fan of steak bites. And so he was riding off on the Players Association dime going to strip clubs. Mm-hmm. And he is now out of it. Loy Howe is now out of a job.
Yeah, that's tough.
He got fired.
Did you see the Lions lost their starting defensive lineman this weekend? And then it was just reported at camp because camp opened today.
Camps are here, baby.
Sione Vaki got injured in a way that they're not sure he's going to recover from.
The Utah kid?
Yes. What is up with the Detroit Lions and the injury bug?
What does that mean?
Yeah, how does that?
They just said that he left, like he needed help to get off the field.
Left practice today with a leg injury and then, currently being evaluated.
And then there was also another injury like right after that.
He was a two-way player at Utah.
Dude, he was a good
Remember when their offense
player.
Was non-existent for like a month? And
he
then
was
they,
it.
They put him on offense. Yes. Like, dude, just throw him the ball in every play. That
Remember
was
when they had a guy from a pig farm as their quarterback?
He didn't start, but he came in a Rose Bowl.
That was great.
He did. Started against the Ducks, too.
Dude, camp opens today.
Camp's here, baby!
You know, Will, you ask Will Ortner, what's the biggest storyline outside of your fandom? Like, what's your most interesting angle from NFL camp? Take your fandom away, okay? Will Ortner's
most interesting storyline.
The Bengals.
What about the Bengals?
I find it interesting on if they can get back to what they were a couple of years ago. Like, we've seen them at their peak, and their peak is
losing A's. Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they beat Patrick Mahomes in the AFC. Name another team that didn't have Tom Brady in the AFC that did that. There isn't another team. Name. Like, as good as Lamar has been, as good as Josh has been, neither one of those guys and their teams have ever beaten Mahomes
Who
yet.
Who won when they played again the next year?
Well, Kansas City.
Name another time Kansas City didn't score in the second half at home in a playoff
game.
They
still did it.
Yeah, but it's a consistent way they've done it. They've done it one time.
They did it. Well, they beat him multiple times. Remember Burrowhead? That was a conversation. People were talking
about it. That was
about.
A regular season, though.
Not in the playoffs. They beat him once in the playoffs.
People were talking about it. People were talking about it.
Dude.
I find Cincinnati interesting for sure on are they going to sign their first-round draft pick. Doesn't seem like it. So does he go back to the draft?
Right?
They fire their defensive coordinator, who is one of the most respected defensive coordinators in the league, starting over there.
You won't sign your edge rusher who got the most sacks in the NFL last year.
Your offensive line is still a question mark, I would argue. And so is Burrow going to get banged up this year? Like Cincinnati, I do think is very interesting. I don't disagree with that.
When he stays healthy, too, like if that's a playoff team, it's not Allen who wins the MVP. It's not Lamar Jackson. It's Joe Burrow who wins the MVP if that team wins two more games. If they're a playoff team, he had the best stats in football that year.
That I don't disagree with either. He was unbelievable last year. Hence why wins and losses sometimes are not a quarterback stat. What a novel concept.
Same thing with starting pitching.
God, the most interesting NFL camp storyline.
I mean, you can have a look. I'm saying Bengals. The Bengals are in the top, whatever. But like to be number one to me, it's like they're a cheap ownership group. Check, known that.
Yeah,
they're not paying their guys. Check, know that. Burrow's really talented. So is Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Yep. Defense question mark. Like they didn't even make the playoffs.
No, they didn't.
What if Stewart goes back to college football?
Can I give?
How about Washington?
Yeah,
they're being blackmailed by the president of the United States right now. They haven't paid their wide receiver.
No, they have not.
How about Philly? Are they going to repeat, or was that just they caught fire? And are their injuries going to stay fine?
Like, can I give you two? And these might be easy outs, but I think for
Minnesota with J.J. McCarthy, yeah,
that's
is
definitely
he
in the
good.
Mix.
I have no idea.
They've been really good with different quarterback play, and now they're starting essentially a rookie.
It's
right?
Seemingly, Aaron Rodgers is last year of his career. Hate him or love him, like it's the last year to see Aaron Rodgers play football.
That's one that I'd give you. I think Pittsburgh has to be there. I don't know how it's going to work out for them, but the offseason that they've had, re-signing Watt, bringing in DK, Aaron Rodgers, like, that to me, like, how does that all work
Buffalo
out?
Buffalo was an inch and a half away from beating Kansas City and somehow didn't get the benefit of the doubt on the first down call. How about Baltimore and Lamar? Drop pass down. Away from being potentially beating Buffalo and Buffalo. Like, I think there are teams more worthy of us giving more attention to, where it's like Cincinnati's been the same storyline for 3 years now.
I'm going to give you one in the NFC that fascinates me, and that's Chicago. Ben Johnson getting hired as the offensive guru coach, the move that they should have made a year ago. Caleb Williams was the can't-miss prospect that we've seen, one of the biggest can't-miss prospects we've seen in a while. Had an okay, like he's fine, but didn't wow you. The offensive line's been improved. He's got weapons to work with. You've got an offensive head coach. Like, is this finally the year Chicago says we're here?
Dude, how about that whole division?
And we can contend?
How about the whole division?
Do they go under 500 again and they flounder because Ben Johnson's not the guy or Caleb Williams isn't the guy?
Is Jordan Love injury prone or is he going to stay healthy? They drafted a wide receiver in the first round for the first time since God remembers when. Like, is Jordan Love and LaFleur going to win more than just get to the wild card round? Minnesota with their rookie quarterback. Caleb, your two new coach. Detroit, injured, but getting Aiden Hutchinson back. Like, I think the whole division is more interesting.
Agree with you there. I think we should try and go to the strip club on the company dime, see how they approve it. Maybe to celebrate today's big news.
Let's not act
should
like
we go
back
today? 3:30? You want to go 3:30 today?
Prime radio.
What are you doing this
heyday,
afternoon?
They weren't doing stuff like that on company dime.
3:30 on a Monday. Is go 3:30.
What kind of talent you think we're going to see? We'll listen to the big news at 3 o'clock,
underrated
and then we'll go
talent.
Celebrate.
I bet you it's underrated talent.
I bet you it's not even open.
You think it's the up and coming amateur talent?
Open
not amateur. That's a bad word to use. The up and coming, like haven't gotten to the peak pro status talent.
The minor league talent.
Amateur
status.
Or is it like the riffraff? Do you get that? You get minor league talent. Or do you get,
Special
I don't
K.
want to use that phrasing either. Let's move on.
You're looking at single
Final
ball?
Segment of the show. Happy Monday, next on The Fan.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Okay. See if I can make anybody more uncomfortable. In a way, it's kind of a Friday.
Why?
Jake Retzlaff's committing to Tulane. Does that do anything for you? He's going to be the green wave.
Dusty's had to come in here twice. He leaves and you
We're
do something.
We're doing awesome, man.
We are doing
We're
awesome.
Doing great today.
Yeah, Retzlaff to Tulane. Do you think he's going to play this year?
The green wave. He settled his case.
No. Okay. But I mean, like, is he got enough time to learn?
That I don't know, Bob. I don't know what Tulane's starting quarterback situation is. Remember, their guy went to Duke, Mensa.
Oh, it's not Ty Thompson?
Ty Thompson is now an All-American tight end. Why is Jason Swigard in here? Look at him in there. Looking
We're
all
doing
burly.
Stuff. Don't.
Oh, that's right. There's a big announcement coming at 3 o'clock today.
Lawyer.
That's not saying anything.
We
I'm
need
supposed
to, lawyer
to tell people
up.
That there's a big announcement at 3 o'clock.
We need to lawyer up.
Am I not supposed to announce the announcement? I got to let
no,
them know.
No, that's at 3.
Well, no, they're announcing the announcement at 3. I have to announce when the announcement will be at 3 o'clock.
The Vegas odds would have had me the heavy favorite in this category, and you've come through as the underdog.
I think I have driven all sorts of excitement and anticipation for the rest of the big day on The Fan, and I'm very excited about it. It's a
I'm
big day for all of us.
I'm uncomfortable.
I would be, too, if I was the leaker.
Not a leaker.
He's going to Tulane to be their next quarterback. Transferred out of Duke. Transferred out of BYU. They did settle the case. Remember, he had the gal who pressed.
She dropped the charges.
Did they drop or settle?
Dropped the lawsuit. I think
dropped the lawsuit. Yeah. Is that what it was? So he is no longer
charges
facing,
or lawsuit.
I can't remember. One of the two.
It's been a few of these.
Either way, it's no longer a problem for him.
Yeah.
Whether he settled it or the charges were dropped, and he will be transferring to Tulane. No, Ty Thompson's a tight end now, man. You bite your tongue. You're 9 of college football. This is when
he's
finally
really
puts
still in college football.
He's a tight end now, dude.
This has got to be year 7.
He's not that old.
He's not that old.
He's like year 4.
I mean,
there's no way it's year 4. I've been arguing with Dirt about Ty Thompson since 1999.
I think it's longer than year 4.
Year 5?
I think it's year 4.
So then it's a redshirt year.
COVID year doesn't count.
So it's year 6.
He wasn't there in COVID year.
Because COVID and
his freshman year was 2021, so this is going to be year 5 for him.
Mm.
Here's a fun trivia game. How many career touchdown passes did Ty Thompson have?
5.
5?
Yeah.
Final answer?
4.
Will? 4? Joke's on both of you.
10.
Shortchanging him. 9.
Yeah, and I couldn't even get to 10.
How many picks? 7. 9 and 7. That's a plus ratio.
Look, it's an all-time awful take by you, but I don't blame you because he was a 5-star. Like, what are you supposed to do there?
He's our Aiden Childs. What can we do?
Novosad's the next one. I can see it now.
Yeah, maybe in a year after Dante Moore's first overall pick in the draft and goes to the NFL and he doesn't quite pan out. Novosad, maybe you got to go portal next year.
Last time I saw Dante Moore, he threw a pick 6 to a Beaver.
Wait until he throws 5 touchdowns on the Beavers at the end of September.
That's not funny.
Hey, there's a big announcement coming at 3 o'clock today. Tune in, everybody. It's a big day. Very excited.
Great day. We got tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
On the program.
Ben Golliver.
He's going to join us at a certain time. And then Josh Pate at 8:45. That is confirmed. We'll wrap the show.
Huge day for our show tomorrow. And with those two guests, it will be very big.
Wrap the show with Josh Pate.
That will do it for us, folks. Thanks for being a part of our Monday. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. Tune in at 3 o'clock today. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Calling us next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.